from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia's Congress on Wednesday approved a peace deal between the government and the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. Both the lower house and the Senate approved the deal without any opposing votes. Peace negotiations have stretched on for 4 years, and the effort to end the conflict that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously voted to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear test. Hear now from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time. The nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds used to finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien addressed an emergency Security Council meeting on Wednesday.
These people have been besieged for nearly 150 days now, and most simply don't have the means to survive for much longer. Intensified fighting and aerial bombardment continues to occur, resulting in civilian casualties and injuries.
A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. And OPEC agreed Wednesday to cut oil production for the first time since 2008 in an effort to boost prices and challenge non-OPEC producers to follow suit. This is VOA News. Dozens of protesters gathered outside police headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, on Wednesday night after a prosecutor announced no charges would be filed against the officer who shot and killed a black man in September. The demonstration was peaceful, a contrast to the 2 days of riots following Keith Lamont Scott's death. Some of Wednesday's protesters used the rally to highlight concerns about the use of force by police, particularly against minorities. December 1st marks World AIDS Day. For the past 3 decades, activists around the world put a spotlight on the AIDS virus on this day. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says progress is being made in combating the disease.
High Commissioner for Human Rights.
So we've gone from uniformly fatal, living no more than 12 to 15 months, to somebody living a normal lifespan, essentially, almost a normal lifespan. If you're in your 20s, you live an additional 50 years. So I would think that the advances made in treatment as well as in prevention with pre-exposure prophylaxis are some of the most breathtaking advances in science that have been made in anyone's memory.
And now scientists are talking about vaccines and a cure. A large-scale trial of a potential vaccine is currently underway in South Africa. The United States and United Nations representatives are warning in separate meetings of escalated tensions and potential violence in South Sudan. A U.S. representative at the U.N. Human Rights Council said they have credible information that the South Sudan's government is currently targeting civilians in central Equatoria and preparing for a large-scale attack in the coming days or weeks. The United States has been pressing for a U.N. arms embargo and other targeted sanctions against the government of South Sudan and opposition leader Riek Machar, but has been recently stalled in its efforts by a lack of unity among the 15 Security Council members. And recapping our top stories at this hour, United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urging countries with influence to do everything in their power to protect civilians in Aleppo. O'Brien addressed an emergency Security Council meeting on Wednesday, and currently a draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.